So, I was reading this paper called Hollow World, and it's basically trying to solve the weirdest problem in virtual world gen, the fact that the inside of a building usually has nothing to do with the outside.
Right. Like, you generate a beautiful Gothic cathedral on the street, you walk through the door, and suddenly you're in a mid-century modern office. It's the TARDIS effect, but by accident.
Exactly. And it's kind of wild that we're in September 2026, and this is still the gap. We have these amazing urban generators and amazing room generators, but they're just not talking to each other.
Yeah, because they're treated as two different domains. One is about city planning and architectural shells. The other is about furniture layout and interior design. There's no shared state.
Which is why this is such an exploring next topic. It's not just, look at this cool image. It's about the actual plumbing of a world. By the way, how's your week been? You seem unusually calm.
I've just been staring at some loss curves for 3 days. It's meditative in a very depressing way.
Oh, that's a mood. Anyway, back to Hollow World. Geffen, explain the actual mechanism here. How are they actually forcing the interior to respect the exterior?
The core is this thing they call a cross-scale world context. Instead of just prompting a model for a city and then a room, they build this evolving representation that starts at the city level.
Right.
And it trickles down. It goes from city-scale planning down to the block level and finally to the individual building. It's essentially a shared memory that carries the semantic and visual identity forward.
So the room knows it's inside a specific building, in a specific neighborhood.
Exactly. It uses the exterior building instance and the actual 3D footprint as a constraint. So if the building is a narrow tower, the interior layout is geometrically forced to fit that footprint. It inherits the functional semantics too. So a building marked as a library on the city map actually gets bookshelves inside.
That's a huge product win. If you're building a simulation for an embodied agent, like a robot learning to navigate, it can't just teleport into a random room. It needs to understand that the door it just passed through leads to a space that makes sense given the street it was just on.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing the urban part autoregressively. They generate one block, and then the next block is conditioned on the previous ones. It stops the city from looking like a random collage of styles.
I love that. It's like they're building a real hierarchy of truth for the world. I'm curious, though, does this actually ship, or is it just, it worked once in a lab energy?
Well, they're citing these AQS and RDR scores, improving the average AQS by about 7.6% over the state of the art. It's a research framework, for sure, but the logic is sound because it's grounded in geometry, not just vibes.
See, that's where you get skeptical. You're probably thinking the benchmarks are cherry-picked.
I mean, usually, yes. But here, the ground truth is the footprint. Either the furniture fits in the building, or it doesn't. It's hard to fake geometric correspondence.
Fair point. I can see this being a massive tool for game devs who are tired of hand-placing every single interior to match their city assets. Just generate the city, and the interiors are already pre-baked and coherent.
True, though I'd probably push them to be more explicit about how they handle the transition, the actual portal between the two scales. That's usually where the seams show.
True, but for a first step towards a unified urban world, it feels like the right move. It's moving from scene generation to world generation.
Yeah, it's a decent shift in framing.
All right, I'm sold. I'm going to go imagine a city where the interiors actually make sense. And then probably get distracted by a new API. Catch you later, Geffen.
Good luck with that. I'm going back to my curves.